Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host this evening, and I'd like to give some gratitude to BBSRadio.com and Don Newsom and the staff over at BBS Radio for giving us this great platform to raise consciousness using Hollywood and media. I have a really wonderful guest this evening for you. It's international recording star Prince Ali, and he has a very exciting concert coming up this Saturday at 6 p.m. and it'll go till midnight, June 21st, World Peace for Life event, and that will be at the L.A. Convention Center at 1201 South Figueroa Street, Los Angeles, 90015. And if you go to www.worldpeaceforlife.com, you'll get all the information that you need, and you'll see a commercial there for and everything that you could possibly need to find out what's going on with this concert. Dr. Michael Beckwith will be there from Agape, wonderful wife Ricky, as well as many other celebrities, including Christina Aguilera and Christina Applegate, and many, many wonderful celebrities, which we'll be talking about this evening with Prince Ali. And for the first time in history, top artists and performers from different countries will come together in a shared vision of promoting peace for the world. And this event will be broadcast through television, internet, newspapers, magazines, to over 2 billion people worldwide. And this event will expand the concept of Live Aid type event into a global media campaign. It's a unique historic event, a celebration through music, that will be held to benefit world peace, to eliminate war and establish peace across the globe. This event is an open declaration of peace. Its purpose is to bring the different races and cultures together as it unites the world through music and inspiration. It intends to bring enlightenment, leadership, education, as well as human values, which are universal. The initiative includes uniting people from all across the globe, bringing the Eastern world to the West and the Western world to the East through music. The launch of special benefit world peace events with top musicians, actors, and dignitaries, and the nation's leaders. To launch these benefits events through the means of television, radio, newspapers, magazines, and the internet. To unite people of different ethnicities and religions under the banner of humanity. To promote peace through the means of music. To have the proceeds go towards charity. To bring the best of the best together in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood. For more information on participating artists, tickets, and more, visit again worldpeaceevents.com. www.worldpeaceevents.com for more information there. And you can also get more information from worldpeaceforlife.com. Without further ado, I'd like to bring on Prince Ali. Hello, Prince Ali.
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Well, thanks for making time for this. I know you are so busy bringing everything together, and you have an event also at Agape tomorrow night. Is that right?
That's correct.
And what will you be doing at Agape tomorrow night?
Well, as you've been speaking about Michael, as a great gentleman and human he is.
Michael Beckwith, yes.
Of course, Michael Beckwith.
Mm-hmm.
And being part of Peace Project, part of our movement, part of our to basically make this planet a better place to live.
Yes.
And gathering, bringing consciousness, awareness to the world, to good people like him and other leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very important to support each other's cause and support peace, because that's the only way to grow.
Yes, and one of the best ways to do that is through music. Because it's a harmonic resonance, it's a vibration, it's a frequency, and we are all energy, and music does get through to us sometimes when other things don't.
That's absolutely true, and that's what we are looking at. That's how we are doing it, because everything has to come through music. Music is a basically bridge between all those different cultures and religions and human beings, pretty much. And that's what it's important right now, to do everything through music, because music does not have a one language. It's like there is no barrier by language. You understand music no matter where you're from, what language it is, as long as it sounds good, that's all that matters. And people enjoy listening to it.
Absolutely. And speaking of music, would you tell us and our listeners all about how you got started in music and how you came to love music so much and how you came to see music as your messenger.
Well, music has been for me the pleasure working with different musicians, singers, artists around the world. And like I said, music is a love and inspiration between human beings, human values.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, who doesn't love music? Can you tell me that?
Yes. I don't know anyone. Don't know anyone at all who doesn't love music. So you have several albums.
Yes.
Would you tell us a little bit about that and where we can find your albums? And
right now, since I'm changing my strategy from one market to another market, being globally working with different artists in different parts of the planet, right now I'm in America doing my actually fifth album here, which is that would be coming out soon, probably all over internet, iTunes, and everywhere else. And my other fourth album's been developed, it's most likely been internationally. It could be found through some stores. Also, could be somewhere there existent, probably from my website, PrinceAliMusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
To figure and find it out there from there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking on your website now, the PrinceAliMusic.com, under news, and there's a note here to you from Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'd like to read that. It says, "To Prince Ali, I am delighted to offer my greetings to you on the occasion of your performance at the 5th annual Burbank Block Party. Music is the language of the soul, stirring our hearts and minds and inspiring the highest ideals of society. Having spent much of my own career in the entertainment industry, I can associate and appreciate the time and effort it has taken you to share your abilities with the public. California has long been the home of many of our nation's greatest actors and musicians. Your concert only adds to the Golden State's reputation as the world's premier stage for emerging talent. I wish you a memorable performance and every continued success. Arnold Schwarzenegger." That's pretty great.
Yeah, isn't it?
It is.
Because I did an event for NBC. I believe Jay Leno donated, I do remember that, a purple Mustang classic car.
He did?
Yes.
A purple Mustang he donated?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Fantastic.
Actually, we all donated a lot in there for the basically Sheriff or Police Department of Burbank or Los Angeles County.
Right, right. That's wonderful.
To do something be given.
Yes.
And that was probably the reason I got some of the awards, not only from him, from Adam Schiff, the congressman,
mm-hmm.
from the governor of mayor of Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
Several different awards from different people from that region of politicians, which is I'm honored basically being winning or having those awards.
Right, and that is a high honor to be recognized by the governor of California. And would you tell us some of the celebrities that you have lined up, if you can, if you have solid confirmations at this point, of some of the people that everybody will be seeing if they come to this concert on Saturday the 21st?
Well, we have a lot of different celebrities from all over the world. Majorly, mm-hmm. we have international stars coming here for the first time, like you said, in history. Well,
mm-hmm.
we're going here trying to take it from here to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing different religion, cultures, races together, and also the same thing. There has to be faces that are trusted and known from different countries.
Mm-hmm.
We have from South Asia, we have from China, we have from actually even Hong Kong. I was a part of China, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
From Armenia, from Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
from Iran, Armenian, Russian, basically. Spanish artist, American, of course, artist from London, artist from Canada, worldwide from every country. Some of the artists that you want to know their names is.
If you can say some names that we would recognize, that would be great. That would help people maybe rush to buy a ticket.
Well, one of them would be that I'm honored working with him. It's legendary, which is a legend of gospel and jazz, Mr. Howard McCrory.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, he's one of the most respectful first person in this town that he produced from Michael Jackson, I believe, Whitney Houston, Chaka Khan, Quincy Jones, and etc. people. That's like one of the honored people, person I have. Mm-hmm. We got Kenny O'Brien from Latin Market, which is his 5-time Grammy Award winner.
Mm-hmm.
From America, supporter of ours is Martin Landau. We got Brandy, Christina Applegate. Is that going to be enough for selling tickets?
I think that's pretty good. And Dr. Michael Beckwith.
Oh, of course, Michael Beckwith is basically as an honor person,
yes.
The speaker
mm-hmm.
for that night. And also, don't forget, we got Ricky Byers Beckwith as well.
Yes.
That she's performing that night.
Mm-hmm.
And an inspiration of love, which is music he does is about inspiration. And pretty much some of the music I do is sort of in different languages that way.
Right, and I know that you're known for merging dance moves with various tribes and subcultures, and you sing in multiple languages, and you've won the hearts and the fans all over the world from that, and many awards.
Yes.
So you'll be performing that night as well.
Well, you know what? I'm debating on that.
Really?
Let's be honest with you. I never produce, like, I never promote a concert or something.
Mm-hmm.
This peace movement is this event I'm doing. It's just, I mean, the realistic thing is you could see is I'm 24/7 on the phone or meetings or on the shows, different
mm-hmm.
shows. That's all I'm on. And it's funny if I tell you I haven't even practiced for 5 minutes about 3 months.
Wow.
You would not even believe that.
Wow.
Because I've been so dedicated for this World Peace for Life movement and shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been able to practice even for 2 minutes. If mm-hmm. I tell you this, you wouldn't even believe in that.
Mm.
Like every other artist. They're looking about how the sound and the quality and everything. Unfortunately, I didn't have much time, but I will see what I can do. I'm making an excuse. Possibly if I could perform, I will perform. If not, it's much more bigger cost for me.
Well, I know even if you didn't practice for 1 minute, you would still be fantastic because I have an idea that you channel it.
Basically, you're saying this because for me to perform.
Probably. I think it would be a real treat.
Actually, it's funny because last night we were driving, me and Michael had a show. Michael
uh-huh.
Beckwood. We had a show with Ricky and myself on
uh-huh.
different Armenian and Russian different TV stations. We were driving in the car. Me and Michael were sitting in the back and Ricky in the front. She was asking about a song I called as Oh God.
Uh-huh.
I did that song, which is this song was picked after the Grammy at the night for, you know, it's a sort of a mystical song, like, which has been done. I performed a song with several different top artists from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that song has happened to be coming out pretty much on the stage of one of, probably like, hoping that that song will turn, have like a sort of a We Are the World type of song.
Right.
The same director is directing our show. And the vision we have on this song to bring, you know, different culture and races perform on this song in their own languages or their own style, but performing and giving for God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was basically driving, and I haven't even practiced, but I should say this last night, I practiced, just sang that part for like a 30 second maybe.
Huh.
And maybe I will be able to perform that song that night. Hopefully, we'll see what will happen.
If the spirit moves you, I know it'll go perfectly.
You know what? It is a very spiritual song. I mean,
yeah.
If you even don't understand the language, you mm-hmm. will be like, it will move you.
Oh,
not
yeah.
because of thing, because of just the words are not coming from you and me.
Mm-hmm.
The words are coming from Bible, the Quran, Torah, Injil, whatever language, whatever base you are, that's what it's coming from. And I believe in that song is already a head song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to Middle Eastern Asian community, people are listening to it. Because it's such a spiritual song. It's just like when you get up in the morning, that's what you say, in
mm-hmm.
whatever language you are.
Yes.
And that's why I think it's such a powerful message or sort of a mystical song
mm-hmm.
that hopefully will bring love and inspiration on the planet, which is I believe in it very strongly. And I have a surprise singer that did the song. I could tell you this much. He's the legend and the one of the topest singers from America. Because I don't want to name that right now. In about a few months, the song is coming out with that person as well.
Mm.
Which is, everybody knows him on the planet. You guys could think who would be the person.
Mm.
I would believe, when I was a young kid, I was looking like a dreaming if I could even be around. And never, at the time, I was not even singing. He was my idol.
Really?
Yes. But now, it's not only my idol, it's the whole planet idol. I'm not going to, you know.
Now you've piqued my curiosity.
I'm sure if you gave me three names, it'll be one of them. I know as a fact.
Oh, I don't know why. I was thinking of Tom Jones, but that's probably not right.
Well, I don't want to tell you.
And Elvis Presley is no longer, so
no,
I don't think it's him.
No. I would think this person is bigger than all of them.
Okay, for all of you who just noticed that we had an interruption there, it's because apparently I was talking very loud on my phone.
That's excitement. That's good.
I was very excited. I am excited. So the person that you were saying will be coming out with that song in 2 or 3 months, the whole world knows, is bigger than anybody, and
yes. We
can't say who that is right now.
I wouldn't say anything. I'm sure, like I said, if you throw 1 to 5 names ballistically,
yes,
it's Donner Person, one of them.
Wow.
Because, which is, I'm very honored. But the thing is, this twist is on this song is for both of our artists and singing is about love and giving message out for God. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do for me, for you. Mm-hmm. And everything we have done from the producers, from myself, from composing, writing, everything, we do not want to be charged one penny off of it. That is 100% donated for the victim of war children. 100%.
That's fantastic.
Because Universal wanted to pick up that song and we talked about it. I said, if you guys want to do this, it has to be 100% charity. Or otherwise, we just could release it online and people could listen to it. It's better than selling the song out.
Right. Well, that's very noble. And your goal is to raise consciousness and awareness from all the top people in different countries and will lead a global movement to raise money through concerts and sponsorships, selling products, and to educate children by building schools and educational centers and to improve their environment with the construction of hospitals, orphanages, and a lot more things that people don't have in the places that we would like to impact through having these events and raising consciousness through music and bringing peace through music, right?
Of course. Well, that's right now. I say one thing all the time, okay, is in this life, we all have done so much. We've been doing so many great things or good things or bad things, whatever. We've been doing so many activities. And I believe at this time of our life, if every one of us think and turn around and say, you know what, there's a chance for us to come back and give something to the world, what it needs to be done and given to, especially when we are leaders, especially when we have power, because people in media would listen to you. And I think that would be very valuable. And I believe what I'm doing is I'm very happy, even though there's so much struggle. It is such a hard project for me to do. Somebody's being a little spoiled and hanging out here, there, and always ask for things and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you turn from there being a soldier and running around and doing things that you never have done.
Mm-hmm.
And you come through challenges in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you face those things as a reality. And then you so much appreciate the producers, production people, everybody, what they have been doing behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Because until you don't do it yourself, you never realize how hard it is.
Right.
Like, I always been on the stage and always been like, I want this, I want that, I want that light, I want that sound. And
mm-hmm.
I walk away.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, I realized that how much work the people behind the scene put to make such an effort happen.
Yes.
And you know what? And I'm very honored as far as that. And I pray to my God so I don't fail through those type of projects.
Yeah.
Competing with projects like Live Aid, Live Earth, and having a production out that huge amount of people to bring them together, launching those type of events, over a billion of people watching, this is not an easy thing. That's what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting from a base and a foundation to do that. It cannot be done by one person. We need everybody to be part of it. That's, right now, every listeners you have, I don't care who they are,
right?
They should pick a movement. They got to do something about it. They got to become part of it. Not because of I'm involved, not because of your involvement,
mm-hmm.
because of such a great cause. World Peace for Life is just, it's not a name. It doesn't say World Peace for Life. Instead of saying World Peace for Life, my name is Prince Ali. No, it's World Peace for Life is an organization that is for peace, that is for giving, that is for love, that is for forgiveness to be asked from God and bring, like I said, raise awareness and consciousness to this world.
Yes, and there will be peace around the world in our lifetime. I believe it.
If we get all together.
Yes.
If right now you're listening to me, your listener is listening to this.
Yes.
Going to the website, looking at worldpeaceforlife.com, what is in there? Why do I have to be part of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is it because of Prince Ali? Is it because of you, Kitty? Is it because of Michael Beckwith? Is it because of Brandy? Is it because of Christine Applegate? Is it because of Mr. Howard McCrory? Is it because of who? Or is it because of the cause is such an important thing?
Right.
Unfortunately, a lot of media right now, I'm sitting here with a bunch of our people that are tremendously working hard on this project.
Mm-hmm.
And most likely they're looking, what kind of celebrities do you have involved?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even look at the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this cause is all about? Is it about being a celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it being about the causes that are such an important thing?
Yes.
And well, the world is always missing something out. That's why most of the peace projects never take a place.
Yes.
Always, look at the We Are the World. Filled halfway. The whole food didn't got right in. Nothing went through much. Such a beautiful project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like, why do things should be places like this?
Well, I heard you speak almost 3 months ago at Agape. We were sitting right behind you then, and we were sitting right behind you on Sunday on Father's Day.
Wow, coincidence,
and,
huh?
Yes.
Was it arranged like that, or you guys?
It just turned out that way. And you wear a necklace very much like a necklace that I own. And the first time I saw you, we had on the very similar necklace. And I thought, I told my fiance, I said, I think I'm supposed to be here to hear what he has to say. And when I heard you speak, it was your cause and the passion in your voice that got my attention. And I wanted to tell you then that I wanted to offer to have you on the radio show to help promote and do my part, however small, to help you have your dream come true. And it wasn't time yet. And then Sunday I see you again and you get up and speak again at Agape. And I went, no, this time I'm telling him. I want to have him on my show. And it just so happens I could have you on tonight. So it's perfect because Saturday is your event. You're running around like crazy. You're exhausted. You're doing 9 million things. You've got great supporters. And what is it that you would need, Prince Ali, right now from our listeners if they wanted to call and offer some contribution? What do you need the most right now that we could provide for you?
You want to know the most? You'll be surprised. Prayer.
What?
A prayer.
I knew it. That's wonderful.
Because everything else will move. If God wants it, you pray for the right thing, God will make it happen.
Yes.
And if I say, I need this, I need that, need is so much what we all need. We always need something.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to promote this. I want everyone to talk about this. But if we don't have the right prayer about it, we don't sit down and think of why we were doing this, then it's going to be a problem. Our prayers could bring everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Our life needs every day.
Mm-hmm.
What we have to give to the people. Our need is never going to be ended till we die.
Mm-hmm.
I need this, I want that. I need you, I need this. I need this, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
Need and want is something till we're alive, we'll ask for it. Even if we die, we want something
mm-hmm.
from God. So
mm-hmm.
that's as a human being. But if we ask for prayer, and God will bring something down to you, and I think that's much more important.
Yes. And the way we pray is we give thanks for everything that it is that we would like to attract as if we already have it, and it shows up that way.
So,
and we also have a God box that we write down what it is that we would like to see take place, and we give thanks for it and put it in the God box, and it shows up.
Right.
So prayer is very, very powerful because it's a vibration you set into motion. It's a rocket of desire, as Esther Hicks would say, Abraham. It's a rocket of desire that you launch every time you have a thought about it. And prayer is extremely powerful. And when more than one person joins in that prayer, it becomes incredibly powerful. So what you requested was a small thing, but a very big thing at the same time.
No, it's not a small thing at all. That's
it's
the biggest thing on the planet.
Yes.
There is nothing bigger than that.
Yes.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody could look at things, and some people could be a listener right now, and they say, why are they so deep about this project? Because you know what? Fun and party, we always do that every day. Every day. You go in the car, you listen to different music, having a good time, concerts, parties. We do this every day.
Mm-hmm.
But through prayers, you ask for God to forgive you, for forgiveness, and live your long life, be happy. That is makes such a wonderful impact to
mm-hmm.
your future, which is your children. And children are the most important thing at this time of every day of our life, because they are the one that make the future.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, I never looked at it that way. When you're growing, then you're going to see, oh my God, I didn't know I'm going to be become such an important person in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know one day that it is true.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to pass it on to your child in different.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to look up towards those child to educate them the right way, so they become a better person in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, right now what we are asking is, let's talk about asking as you know, needs and wants. It's our needs and wants to support peace. To pass on the right words to the people. Like, listen to this thing. World Peace for Life is doing this. This organization is doing this. Why don't we come together and do something about this? At least the message is right.
Yes.
You know, I work with several different people in a government. Sometimes if it not has anything attached, like a politics or political, or some of entertainers, entertainment-wise, they don't want to be involved. But this project, this involvement on this project, has everything around it. Religion, culture, entertainment, happiness, everything is in there. Prayers, speakers, everything, you name it, we build in this organization.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't it something wonderful? Like, you have everything. If you're a dancer, you could be part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a singer, you could be part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a producer, you could be part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a prayer, if you're a leader, you could be part of the show. If you're an athlete, you could be part of the show. Because that shows out to your people as a role model. What is World Peace for Life is? What is it that we wanted to do on our planet? Why are we doing this? To unite people, to bring peace, to bring grace and consciousness, to basically educate our future of children, which is those children are the future of our lives, to support them, to make them better people to live in this planet. Why? Because if we don't do this today, it will never end up the next day.
Yes,
we must get doing this. We must come on around each other. We must do this. And I just want to give you a perfect example. I'm right here. Person, I even don't know her, nothing about her. She came, as a matter of fact, I'm just looking at it because all of a sudden they see their 24/7 giving to peace. Not for me. This
mm-hmm.
is an example. I was at Agape. She's like, hi, my name is Shelly, and I would like to contribute whatever I got to make it be part of this piece. Without even knowing anything, because I heard you speak, and the cause is great. I don't care about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to make money. It's not about money.
Mm-hmm.
But I could be helped.
Yeah.
I'm a big shot. I could do things. I could make things happen.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? It's turned around that they're here and working like everybody else.
Uh-huh.
With people she probably not want to work, even because they're amateur,
mm-hmm.
in the business. But because it's a peace movement,
mm-hmm.
we all are here. We mm-hmm. all want to do something. We drop our ego down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at it like this. I'm Prince Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't be sitting with this people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking with them, working with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't do it, if I don't make myself an example, or you don't make yourself an example, how can we get this thing done? It'll never happen.
Yes.
It'll never go through.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Right. And you know what? The position I'm in on like June 21st, as a matter of fact, just coming on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
People have to come and join this type of organization, like I said, because I have everything, and watch the movement. Why are we doing this? An example of every one of us,
mm-hmm.
the participation, because we really, really need that.
Mm-hmm.
The world needs to see that, and you and I need to do that. If we started a couple of other ones, the only way we could do it if we really take this seriously.
Mm-hmm. And it's what you're doing is going to cause people to rise above their personal, political, and religious conflicts.
You know why I say that? It's on the website, right?
What's on the website?
That what the word you say it is the to rise above political...
Because that, there's so much conflict around those areas.
Do you know why?
Why?
I put this thing down on the website.
Why?
I'm so sorry, because I'm very straight shooter speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I put this thing down on this on there because a lot of people are looking for names.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's Prince Ali? I said, I'm nobody. And they don't take you seriously. But when you tell them you're somebody, they're like, oh, I'd like to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, we brought them on the board as a producer. Like, oh my gosh, why would I want to work with this person? I'm David Foster. Why would I like to work with Clive Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know what I mean? This is the type of problems we are getting. I've been facing so many challenges. We're shooting a reality movie right now, documentary about this also.
Mm-hmm.
You will see so many things. I don't want to even name to you. From people that I had a conversation with executive of Oprah, and they love the cause, but some of them don't want to endorse because unless there's bigger names on the project. This is the bottom line. This is like, wow, you're looking at people are like talking about this. Somebody contacted us from Larry King,
mm-hmm.
and there's election going on, so there's not much. We got to wait another 2-3 weeks to be on the show,
mm-hmm.
an example, because this is not important. Election is more important,
mm-hmm.
or somebody's getting shot on the street is more important. Some other things are much more important for them than this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge problem, Katie,
mm-hmm.
because they don't realize this is the most important thing that's happening on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Whether if it's small or big, whether it's a baby step or a bigger step,
mm-hmm.
because the vision is great, the people are great around it, and there is nothing negative in this project that you
mm-hmm.
will ever find on this project,
mm-hmm.
and the people are around it. And you know what? Some people don't take that seriously. We work every day, try to send out press releases. Like I said, the most thing is we are doing right now, we're putting the highlight, the name,
mm-hmm.
not World Peace for Life, the message, because people doesn't pay out to the message.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think is it something to be happy to work with? Honestly, it isn't. We have to throw names out
mm-hmm.
to bring celebrities to be part of this. And even some of the celebrities, they just come on the board. They just want to come and say, oh, you'd be happy that you have my name.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Why it has to be pushed and punched in a way that people have to do it because of big names or involvement.
Mm-hmm.
People have to look at the message. How important is the message besides who is behind it?
Mm-hmm.
If you're that bigger person, if you're the greatest person, why don't you make this message out even bigger? That's what I say.
Well, celebrity does offer an opportunity to get more exposure because they're already well known, and if they carry a message like World Peace for Life, and they're already well known, and people are going to listen to them a lot better.
Of course. Well, of course, that's what I'm saying, but most of them, they don't do that.
Well, I think celebrity is to raise consciousness. That's what I think it's for.
Because, you know, they are the greatest leaders, but some of them, they don't take it seriously. You know what a lot of celebrities does? I'm part of this. You know, I done charities. I done a lot of shows. Always when I went to a show, I said I did a favor to be part of your organization for,
mm-hmm.
you know, for giving.
Yeah.
But we never took it that seriously that we speak about this every day in our lifetime when we go to different concerts. Let's bring peace. Let's love each other. Let's forget about the race and culture and issues. I don't think many singers goes out and say that every night on their concerts. If we all do that, it is not about World Peace for Life organization. Trust me, those kids, those listeners are going to say, why these guys are saying this?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep listening and learn about the situation.
Right, right. And if you have really wonderful talent and people who are performing at this concert who appeal to the young people, then the young people are going to get the message even better. And I know at Agape you gave an announcement that you will buy the ticket for every child that comes
yes.
to the concert.
Yes, I did that.
That was beautiful because we brought our little Hannah with us, my fiance's daughter, and she just talked about that all the way home. And it was very, very special that you did that. And that spoke volumes about your acknowledgement of children being our future.
Well, because you know what, children is the future.
They are.
And I was a child one day, too.
Yes, so was I.
You know?
I know that I'm doing everything I can to make my presence on the planet mean something and leave some kind of legacy in any way that I can. And I also believe, you know, everything that you're saying I completely agree with. And every person, if every person who's listening right now would just focus on peace within themselves, then there would be a lot more peace in the world by tomorrow. And that's where it starts. It starts inside each one of us, the willingness and the intention and the desire and passion for peace within ourselves. It does start within each one of us first.
Well, okay, can I give you an example here, Katie?
Yes.
You saw me at Agape, right?
Yes.
The minute you talk about radio show, I didn't even look at how big or small is the radio show is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a peace movement, I don't care if it's a small radio or a big radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Or however, because you have the cause and point,
mm-hmm.
I would rather spend my time with you
mm-hmm.
than someone who is wannabe and asking for things which is not even deserved to be there.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to contribute.
Do I make sense to you? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But it isn't, I'm musical twice platinum.
Mm-hmm.
I intend to be not going to a lot of shows because of my time and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, this is a peace movement. No matter what you are, who you are, I don't care. Because if you have the right message, you support what we do, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
That's important for me.
It is. And there was a beautiful message on Sunday that Reverend Michael gave at Agape that just fit right into the message of World Peace for Life. It's, you know, we're always wanting something. And, you know, if we want the right thing could be what's best for all of us instead of wanting to feed our ego, but wanting to feed the planet, wanting to have a vibration within us of peace for the planet. And it does start there. Everything is energy. And as energy, it's a vibration and a frequency, and music is all of that. And speaking these words right now on the air, which is radio and a frequency and vibration, it's making a difference. It's moving things out of the way. You'll find a lot more things coming to you easily and more effortlessly because you're speaking this so passionately right now. And that's just the way it works.
Attract. We have to do that.
Yes.
Like I said, in our lifetime, we've done so much.
Yes.
I hope a lot of celebrities or the people who have newspaper, magazines, who have knowledge, sit behind the computer, do something.
Mm-hmm.
Who they have emails, who have their system. I think, don't mention my name. Don't talk about Prince Ali. Just talk about the message.
Right.
Send out that message out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them what it's all about. Why we have to be doing this.
Yeah.
You don't have to be at the shows we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even asking you to come to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Be there for your family, for your future. Because this message is the greatest message on the planet of what
mm-hmm.
we are given.
Yeah.
This is not just a talk. This is not about making money, inspiration, show.
Mm-hmm.
This is about a part of our life, which is very important to be given out to the world and showing to the world. Because sending the message of God, it is not my message.
Mm-hmm.
It is God's message to love each other, respect each other, and give for each other.
Mm-hmm. The tickets are limited for the concert, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so the people would need to check the website for availability for the ticket situation. How's it looking? Today's Tuesday, so we got until Saturday.
Yes.
It's looking pretty good? Like a pretty good crowd you've got so far?
Well, you know what? I'm not behind the ticketing.
Right. But you do hear every now and then how that's going, right?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I put that totally in the site.
Okay.
To be honest with you, because I look at it in a much bigger way. Like when I was speaking with Michael and actually one of other doctors, they said, it's about quality, not quantity.
That's my motto.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is about having four people is better than having 2,000 people.
Yeah.
You rather have the four people that are truly there for understanding the cause and the passion.
Right.
We haven't even done much of promotion at all.
Yeah. It's like friendships. Rather than have 100 people who aren't for me completely, I'd rather have one that is, and that makes a big difference. It's quality.
That's so, what I'm looking at. That's what I'm saying, because, you know, I have done concerts over 20,000 people, 30,000 people, many hundreds of thousands of concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Been successful and been, you know, that's why we are staying in the business. That's why we are known. But this is not about that. This
mm-hmm.
is totally a different subject. This is totally something different.
Mm-hmm.
This is about not about doing a concert. It's about having a memorable night.
Mm-hmm.
You always remember in your lifetime that what is peace and how we could continuously promote peace. And that's what we are doing through those concerts. We want to promote peace we want to continue promoting peace every day and day. You know, the artists we have, we hope that they come on the board and talk about peace.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the artists, maybe they don't know yet what's going on. But I'm hoping they get this message out, they become part of it. Not because how popular they're going to become, because we have a large viewers. They should become part of it because of humanity given out to the world, sending the right message out.
Mm-hmm.
Even if say they don't believe it.
Mm-hmm. So you're filming the coming together of this event, and you're making it into a documentary, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And
very interesting. The day it's going to come out, trust me, it's going to be something very interesting.
Hmm.
Because there's so much reality. You're going to find out the people who they talk about peace, they talk about passion giving, and they know how much they was looking for publicity. Or you have no idea what I have been through in the last few months about this project.
Mm-hmm.
You have no clue how many dramas have been in this project. You have no clue what kind of people come in and talk and show who they are and walked away and what happened. You'll be amazed when you see and hear all those things.
The true colors.
Absolutely.
Right. So the documentary will be completed after the concert, after the event is finished?
Yes.
And then you'll just turn that into a DVD?
Yes.
And then you'll offer that as a product for sale, and that will go for charity?
Absolutely. Either we for sale or we show out to the world. However way is going to be the most effective way.
Wonderful.
We don't care because it isn't about selling products, making money in this project. Like right now, I'm doing this project without even having investors on it. Doing this project myself with a group of people that have a heart and passion for peace. You know, we're doing it in a way like nobody ever done it before. But we're in a very high challenge way. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big challenge.
It is. And I believe that challenges make us stronger, and that we can do a lot more than we think we can.
Absolutely. It's all about, like I said, the challenges you're going to see, the God's movements on your soul also. You're going to see, like, God shows you so many different ways, and what would happen in the end of it is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
What could turn out of it? Mm-hmm. If it's the right thing, God watches everything.
Yes.
I leave everything up to God. If God wants this thing to be the biggest thing, it will be. If it's not, you know what, at least we give it a shot, we tried.
Yes.
Maybe there's other better people to do better things than us.
And the process and the journey is really the most important part of bringing this together. It's a culmination of everybody getting together for the same purpose and the same intention to bring about this message for this event coming up on Saturday at 6 o'clock at the LA Convention Center, and that's the 21st of June. And I'm going to give your website again, and that's www.worldpeaceforlife.com. Go there, check it out. Look all around on that website, and Prince Ali Music, is that the other website that you have, Prince Ali?
Well, that's my own website.
That's the one, yeah. I'm looking at your bio here, and I'm looking at your upcoming album. That isn't Sarah Stokes the one who sang at Agape on Sunday, the 15-year-old?
No, that's a different one? Wow, her name is Sarah, too? No.
I know that Stokes is the last name, but I thought that would be incredible for that girl to be involved.
As a matter of fact, yeah, there's amazing singers out there.
Oh, my gosh, she just blew my mind. It was amazing. It was just God coming out of her.
I hope no talents get wasted.
Absolutely. Well said. So after this event at the LA Convention Center on Saturday, where will you have your next event, or do you even know yet?
We do know, but we don't know, because like I said, the production part of it, like I said, the people who they're coming as a team, and you know what, like I said, some people come in a good way, some people don't, and those projects doesn't happen with, I could call it as amateur. It has to have premature people who they have done those types of things many, many thousand times or a hundred times.
Mm-hmm.
Part of a project like this.
Mm-hmm.
These projects are probably the biggest project in future on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We have a movement set, but you know what, things could change because of, you know, support and different things, what's happening every day. We are continuously doing concerts with hopefully the right group of people all around the world. Not for one time, every once or twice a month a concert and continuously in different countries to just, like I say, talk about peace, movement that we want to bring on the table. Show our love and passion and keep going for it. It's not about the concert, so people could remember us what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you go to a radio station, every time you turn, you're going to hear a song asked 10 times every day, 100 times at the playtime.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be the same way. People turn on the radio, it's World Peace for Life. People turn on the television, it's World Peace for Life.
Mm-hmm.
That way people kind of keep remembering what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us an opportunity to talk about peace and keep continuously doing this. It's the only way we can change right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are doing right now.
Well, I can definitely hear the passion in your voice, and I've been watching this unfold. As I said, I saw you about 3 months ago at Agape just talking about it, about what you wanted to see happen, and then to find out that it will be happening this Saturday, the event at the LA Convention Center, which is, I suspect could be a sold-out crowd by now even. And even if it's not, like you said, it's meant to be whatever it will be. And if there's four people who are really, really carriers of the message, or 1,000 who are only there to see a big name, you've already expressed you'd rather have the quality, not the quantity. So whoever's meant to be there will be there. And that's worldpeacelife.com. What was that?
I want to share my moments right now, because we're in an office setting here.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm talking to you. I have two young, beautiful girls here that they've been, coming from nowhere, like I say.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to have them to say hello. One of them, she's from India.
Okay.
And one of them is from America.
Mm-hmm.
And they're two from two different parts of the planet. And coming, like I said, from nowhere, which is, it's not nowhere. God brings people out here to
mm-hmm.
support projects. It doesn't happen without a reason. Everything happens for a reason. But what would happen from here to tomorrow, only God knows.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a sort of appreciation. It's like, I want to, Shelly, I want you to say hi to the world, actually. We're here. Just say hi.
Greetings. This is Shelly O'Neill from Roots Media here, and happy to be here serving God and everybody else.
Thank you, Shelly. Thanks for volunteering your time.
My pleasure.
Wonderful.
As a producer and helping on this project, and we have another beautiful young girl, lady from India, right?
Hi, this is Mayuri here, and I'm really lucky to be part of this show, and I really wish to be successful, and I really thank Prince Ali to be let me be part of this show. Thank you so much.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
This is like, even they had no idea, just I probably want to say hi.
Mm.
We want to show love. This is about reality.
Yeah, and you said that they come out of nowhere. That very same word, nowhere, also means now here, if you just look at it differently. It says that too. Nowhere to now here. That's the way God works.
If you have the right mind and message, trust me, you'll see the day. Everything is going to be changed. All the baby steps is going to be passed.
Mm-hmm.
The struggle is going to be passed. Everything is going to happen in a way. And that's what I'm praying to my God and Lord every day.
Mm-hmm.
Asking for forgiveness, number one. And number two, saying, please, don't you please ever let me go down, especially those projects, because the world needs our help.
Right. And we have a caller. Caller, would you give us your name?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say that this peace event is absolutely amazing. My name is Chris Perk, and I'm happy to be a part of this peace movement.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners to encourage them?
Yes, it's such an amazing thing to be a part of. We are seriously history-making with all the other artists that are on board, and we're just so excited because now's the time. You have to take action in order to create something, and this is the perfect way to express peace and love and inspiration, and it's through music.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for
Thank
that.
You.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I didn't know that you have callers also calling.
Yes.
And I would be happy if a children's call in, knowing that they're located in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
for me to buy a ticket for them right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. We got 5 minutes left in the show, so anybody who's listening, if you'd like to call in, call. Toll-free in U.S. only is 877-876-5227. If you're in Los Angeles, Prince Ali has said that he will be happy to buy your ticket if you call in if you're a child. We want to get as many children there as we can to World Peace for Life event this Saturday at the L.A. Convention Center at 6 o'clock because the children are our future. So if you'd like to call in, again, that's 877-876-5227. And we're coming up on 4 minutes to go. So whatever, I know you've shared a lot of your heart, Prince Ali, and I just want to know what maybe that you haven't said that you would like to say if you just trusted yourself to let what's there come out. What would it be?
And if you repeat your question one more time, in what direction?
What would you like to say to our listeners right now that you have not said yet that is in your heart, and just take a minute to say whatever is there as if you were just giving a message from God to everybody?
I believe there's so much that we discussed and say so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Probably what the word I would say, probably I repeated maybe 10 times so far, and maybe I say it again. The listeners, everybody who is around this planet, all over the world, media who is listening to this, it's thousands of it, millions of, however, all over the world,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be coming up to you whenever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Support the cause. Be part of this type of organization, because without you, this movement is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Be supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And make a letter. Send a letter to another child to different countries for the program.
Mm-hmm.
Write something positive.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, give something good. Talk about it. Make mm-hmm. an article about those situations. Send out to different media. Then let media know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We become part of this situation in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Learn about education, about power of God, how important it is on this planet, and
mm-hmm.
give what we have this planet. I think if we all come around and do that, it would be so important for us right now to do this, because without having and doing this, I don't think we will be ever successful.
Mm-hmm. And also prayer is a very, very important thing for all the listeners to contribute. Prayer for world peace for life.
Prayer is like, it is, that was my first word, right, I used.
Yes, yes.
Because
and it's very important.
Prayer is the key. But some people take it seriously, some people don't. But I believe life is all about praying. Life is all about giving.
Yes, life is for giving, not for getting.
And
I believe that.
It's important in our lifetime. That's what we wanted to do.
Absolutely.
The listeners, I'm sure people are driving, or this show is almost getting ended. They could, if they're a child, they could go on the website
mm-hmm.
and just send a message.
Mm-hmm.
I will be more than happy to turn and do that as my honor. But only one thing I would be asking, not only in this show, in every show, I would ask every child to wear white.
Okay. Oh.
It's a symbol of human being. You know, angels wear white, right? Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Purity.
Purity, right. And also, when we die, when we get in the coffin, most likely we wear white.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, because children are the angels.
Yes.
That's how I look at it.
Got it.
And having them being as an angel flying around,
mm-hmm.
I think that is the most important thing.
So children, wear white, and Prince Ali has already said if you're a child, he will buy your ticket.
Even if there is no capacity.
Absolutely, you'll get
yeah.
him in. So we're at the end of the Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I want to thank you, Prince Ali, for making time and sharing your passion and your purpose with us this evening, sending out that wonderful vibration and frequency. Thank you for all you do, and I want to invite everyone to just stand up really straight, take a deep breath, and love yourselves. And remember, the last six letters of attraction are action. So create the life that you want for yourself and create world peace one person at a time, and it starts with you. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Thank you.